The European Union isn't looking so united.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. In Germany this morning, 8,000 auto workers walked out of a General Motors plant. They are furious that GM canceled plans to sell its European unit, Opel, to a Canadian company. Germans are worried GM is going to slash jobs there as the company slims down. The Financial Times European business correspondent Richard Milne says Germany's loss could be Britain's gain.
You're seeing today, for instance, UK workers rather happy because the GM plan will probably mean fewer job losses in the UK. But the place where there's real anger is in Germany. You've got the fears that as many as two factories could be closed in Germany, and Magna, of course, didn't want to close any.
Unemployment in the States may be easing. The number of newly laid off workers filing claims for jobless benefits fell last week to the lowest level in 10 months. Still, fewer unemployment claims doesn't mean companies are hiring. Economists expect the unemployment rate will tick up to 9.9% when the October figure comes out tomorrow. Marketplace's economics editor Chris Farrell says he would be happy if the unemployment rate went even higher. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You're hoping the unemployment rate rises?
All right, now, I know that sounds cruel, and I'm not minimizing a job loss or the unemployment rate, but here's why. It's the way the unemployment rate is calculated. If more people are looking for jobs, the unemployment rate goes up.
So an unemployment rate rise could just mean people are not despairing anymore. They're feeling optimistic and jumping into the pool.
That's right. So you lost your job. You look for work. You're officially counted as unemployed. Then after a while, you give up. You say, it's not worth it. No one's returning my phone calls. They're not answering my emails. You're no longer counted in the unemployment rate. So that's why if more people start looking at the economy and the news we've been getting and they start looking for work, the unemployment rate goes up.
But Chris, just because people are feeling more optimistic, if they are, does that mean there are more jobs to be had?
Let's hope so. Look, there are some signs that this economy is improving. Let me just run through them real quick. You know, manufacturing, it's doing better. Industrial production, it's running at a pretty healthy pace. And there's a report earlier this week that said employers announced the fewest job cuts in 17 months in October. Now, that's the fewest job cuts. That means they're still announcing job cuts. But again, the trend is going in the right direction.
So what are the signs we should look for that do point to hiring actually beginning to happen again?
Well, there are a couple. First of all, when we get the payroll cut number on Friday, the consensus expectation is for a job loss of 175,000. Let's hope it comes in less than that. Secondly, temp workers. Once employers feel a little more optimistic, they don't go out and hire full-time workers. They hire temps, and they start working their existing workforce harder. So those are some signs to look for to see that employers are actually working their workers more and pretty soon might start hiring.
Marketplace's economics editor Chris Farrell, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Another economic report just out this morning. The government says productivity surged last quarter at its fastest pace in 6 years. That's good for business. They can make more goods and services with less labor. But it might not help workers whose incomes have stagnated or unemployed people waiting for businesses to start hiring again. European stock markets are down slightly this morning. The Bank of England and European Central Bank said this morning they're keeping interest rates low, just like the Federal Reserve did yesterday. Central banks are still worried about a fragile economy. Asian stocks dropped about 1% today. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were flat. The Dow added 30 points and closed at 9,802.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 1,600 universities and colleges teach and manage 10 million students with software from SunGard Higher Education. More information at sunguard.com. American Public Media presents Rising by Degrees, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Hispanic workers over 50 were among the first to be laid off when the recession hit. Now the AARP is focusing attention on these so-called invisible boomers. It's holding a forum on the issue today in Washington. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The AARP has just released a report that says the unemployment rate for older Hispanic men has almost tripled since 2007. Richard Johnson of the Urban Institute wrote the report.
And so I think older Hispanics actually get hit with this double whammy. They sometimes face discrimination because of their ethnicity, and then sometimes they face discrimination because of their age.
51-year-old Ricardo Bonao worked as a pharmaceutical sales rep for 19 years before losing his job about a year and a half ago. He came to the U.S. legally from Cuba at age 4. Still, many would-be employers think he's undocumented.
It's funny. Everybody thinks you came over on a boat or something, or you came here illegally.
But the AARP says older Hispanics may have some advantages. Most are bilingual. They're a growing part of the workforce, and employers will need them to fill worker shortages expected in the near future. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And for a personal take on this issue, tune into Marketplace this afternoon. Commentator Gustavo Arellano will tell the story of the economic challenges facing one Mexican-American boomer, his father. And finally, the Swiss pharmaceutical company Novartis said this morning it has received regulatory approval in Germany for a new swine flu vaccine. This vaccine is faster to make because it uses cell cultures instead of chicken eggs. Good timing, because a U.S. commission is mocking that old method in a new video featuring hoop skirts, Elvis Presley, and former Senator Bob Graham.
In 1955, I graduated from high school, and when it came to flu vaccines, this is how we produced them. We grew them in chicken eggs.
Graham is now heading an anti-terrorism commission, and he says quicker vaccines could someday protect us from a bioweapon. The commission says the goal is to one day go from bug to drug in 24 hours. You're listening to Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.